Angela.
Good evening, how are you?
Oh, pretty fair. How are you?
Doing well.
Good.
Now, this is going to be a very esoteric section. Let's see how long it is.
Okay.
Yeah, it's. We might be able to do it. We're reading from the Parsha of Pinchas from the Zohar, section 54, titled Mystic Speculations on the Divine Chariot and Prayer. We're doing, starting with verse 338. Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'aseh yadeinu kononeh aleinu ma'aseh yadeinu kononehu. Ein dorshin ba'merkava be'yachid. Begin dechadoresh le'yachid. Imei ha'inun shenayin bad rasha. Vela tzarich taman lemishma, kala bitzlote ela rak, shifatecha naot vekola lo yishamea, uvhai raza vihazar hakarev, yumat vihaki bitzlota, kol chad mitzele, Bachashai dila ishtama tzelote legabe avre kegon man dedarish lechavre v'yashtik ibur legabe la tzarich lemebad ela dibur Bachashai dila ishma Avre ugid ukmuha Rabbanan kol hamashmiya Kolo bitfilato He zayin miktayene amana. And regarding the Amidah prayer, it was said, the study of the divine chariot may not be expounded before one person. Because he who expounds to a single person is not that person now with him during the exposition, and they are two. And he must not make sound there in his prayer, but only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. And in this lies the secret of the verse, and the stranger that comes near shall be put to death. And so it is with prayer. Everyone should pray quietly in such a way that his prayer is not heard by his neighbor. This being what they referred to when they said, the study of the divine chariot may not be expounded before one person. It is just as one who is expounding to his fellow, and he wants to whisper the words to him so that he should not hear. He does not have to do anything other than speak in silence. And then his fellow will not hear. All this is why the sages taught, one who says the prayer so that it can be heard is of small faith. The Orthodox tradition, and followed by most, if not all, of the other different aspects of Judaism, all pray from what is called the Amidah prayer. The Amidah prayer means the standing prayer. The standing prayer is actually a meditative device. It's a complex meditative device. There are 19 blessings within it. Each of those blessings has a connection to one of the dimensions, worlds, some aspect of astral travel, potential. In the Talmud, in the portion of Haggigah, there is a section that is very strange, and that's when this verse in the Zohar is addressing that section. In the portion or the section of Haggigah, it says one should not teach a certain section of Torah, which is in Leviticus chapters 18 and 20. One should not teach that information to more than two people at a time. Not going to go into why that is. I've done that in another class. Immediately after that statement, the Talmud states that one should not teach the idea of the section of Genesis, the section of creation, chapter 1, a little bit more than chapter 1 of Bereshit. One should not teach that to more than one person. And the third section that follows that in the Talmud says to not teach the divine chariot to even one person unless that person understands what is being taught on his own. It's very esoteric. It's very strange. How can you not teach one-on-one? And this is the Zohar is giving us an explanation. And he's saying that because the Amidah is being taught silently, it's being said silently, meaning that only you can hear yourself, that if somebody was standing immediately behind you, immediately to your side, they would not be able to hear the words that you are saying. The words you are saying are a prayer. The Creator understands your prayer. He doesn't have to be said loudly for him to hear it. He will hear it as the words exit your mouth. And yet, it cannot be heard by another person. And that is the explanation that the Zohar is giving in this verse for why the Talmud teaches not to speak, not to teach this divine chariot consciousness, how to do astral travel, how to use the Amidah as a meditative tool, how to use that in a way that allows you to travel to these places that you cannot be taught by anyone. You have to experience them yourself because the teacher's experience and the student's experience will never be the same because they're two different souls. Verse 39. The Amatar, the Kriyat Shema, the Taman, the Eshma, et Kol Kanfehem, the Inun, Sod, the Dalet Gad Fin, Dalet Zinin, Samer, Dalet Basalkin, Renault, the Haihu, Ranu, the Yaakov, Simcha, E matai levatar, dina atil nukma, mishano, the yokita avan, dilhon hahidikti, uva avod rishain, Rina. And this is why the heavenly living creatures of fire speak as the branches of the tree, which are the ministering angels who assemble there at the wedding feast. And where is this to happen? At the unification of the reading of the Shema, which is the secret of the wedding canopy. For there it is said, I heard the noise of their wings. For the lower unity, Yud Aleph Hey Dalet Vav Nun Hey Yud, is not yet there. And they are therefore speaking. And there are 64 for each of the four wings. That is to say, the four living creatures, each composed of four, make 16 living creatures. Each living creature has four wings, making a total of 64 wings. But the wings are interwoven, and there are four wings in each wing. Thus, 64 has to be multiplied by four, making 256. And this is Sing. The Hebrew room word is Ronu, which has a gematria of 256. Sing with gladness for Jacob. And when will this be? After he has wreaked vengeance on those who hate him and burnt their deities, as it is written. But when the wicked perish, there is jubilation. The Hebrew word is Rina, which has the numerical value of 256, together with the one that represents the whole. Without going into this calculation of how, what is this verse talking about, is it's speaking of the living creatures that are described in Ezekiel's divine chariot, where he describes, in his first chapter, he describes what he saw, which was a prophecy and a description and an aspect of the third temple. But it was also living creatures, angels, different aspects. And he saw one description, one translation, one understanding is he saw some angels that had four different faces, that of a man on the west side, and that of a wheel, and that of an ox on one side. These four different faces as part of the same entity. And so this verse is calculating this concept and arriving at the number 64 and arriving at the number 256. And it's explaining that the purpose of this relationship of these numbers and how this all ties together. And it's giving a secret regarding astral travel. It's giving a secret regarding how we utilize these tools. But it is expressing itself by saying that Jacob will sing with gladness after he has wreaked vengeance on those who are negative to him, those who are idols to him. And what does that mean? Because Jacob represents Tiferet in the Tree of Life, represents Zeranpin in the Tree of Life, represents Heaven in the Tree of Life, represents the concept of a man, which is a code word, represents Adam, which these are code words expressing the Tree of Life and the Sephirot and a lot of different aspects. And this verse is also relating to that. And this number 256 relates to that as well as the number 64. Verse 340. Vitalyan sodmin ten manya Amar Zayin Behaki Sod Mitmanya Az Ladalit Sitrin Renu Vikad Mate Lelev Deinun Az Deinun Het 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 Eat Chabar Yud Lekal Sitar Lemechave Chai Hashem Bechai Birkan Deets Lota Deet Behon Chai Zinin Yetovat Desalkin Ayan Bet Behahuzina Demit Chabora Hashem Be Adonai Bechai Almin Yahodovanai Miad Chevan Yesh Chashot Makati Bechon Be Amdam Tirapena Kanfehem Be Amdam Yisrael Bitzlota Ditarafena Kanfehem Dila Ishtamodun Ad Hahi Sha'ata. And the 64 are derived from 8 times az. The English word az, or the Hebrew word az, is spelled Aleph Zion, and it is translated as the English word then, but it has a gematria of 8. For az indicates the 8 letters of the unity, Yud Aleph Hey Dalet Vav Nun Hey Yud. And thus the 64 is derived from 8 times Az. And with the 64 on each of the 4 corners, the total is 256. And when he reaches the heart, which is the Lev of 32, which is 4 times Az, which is 4 times the letter Chet, Yud is joined with them on each side, making Hashem Lez, namely the Yesod, which is called living, joins with Yud He Vav He in the 18 blessings of the prayer, in which Yud He Vav He appears 18 times, for a total of 72 letters. 4 times 18 is 72. At the moment, Yud He Vav He is joined with Adonai by the 18 worlds, namely Yud Aleph He Dalet Vav Nun He Yud, is formed by Yesod, who is called Life of the Worlds. Immediately, the living creatures of fire fall silent, for at the time of the unification, they are quiet. What is written about them? When they stood, they let down their wings, the meaning of which is when Israel stand in prayer, this being the time of the unification, they let down their wings, that their presence should not be felt. Until that time, namely, they fall silent. When man is doing his spiritual work, and he's doing it properly with the correct consciousness, the angels stand in awe. They're just overwhelmed at the light that is revealed through a person praying properly, praying the Amidah with the correct consciousness. It doesn't happen often. But when it does happen, this verse in the Zohar is explaining that the angels are standing quietly. They stop speaking. One of the metaphors for angels that's used is the birds, because the birds are constantly chirping. And the birds constantly chirping is like telling secrets. And one of the tools that Hashem uses to give information to various sages was to have the birds reveal that to them, because they could understand the language of birds. And this verse in the Zohar, which is really speculation on how the chariot works, how the divine chariot works. this speculation is addressing this idea of how we get to the 72 letters, how we utilize the 72 letters, which are the letters of the Tetragrammaton in each of the 18 blessings in the Amidah. And when they're said properly, that is a unification of how we arrive at 72, how the name of Hashem creates the 72. All of that is involved, and then Zohar is hinting to us that these are the techniques that we will utilize to create the unity of Zeranpin, the spiritual world, with the physical world. Verse 341. V'hayihu rak shefatecha na'ot de'inun tanfei ha'chayot v'kola lo yishamea ma dechavei hashmal evan esham ma'olan inun chashot ugid takinu tzelota v'chashai v'haki Ma'ase merkava b'chashai, l'ma'ala taman b'chashai, b'eno levein atzmo, gimel tzilotin takinu, u'kuhu chai, Hashem di'inun ayin bet advan, b'kol tzilota b'tamne, Sirei birkan deinun v'yudvav uflitlan b'chesed b'ayin bet im lev nativot v'haynu an haserin bet diklilan v'yamuda v'em saita. And this is the meaning of only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard, where the lips refers to the wings of the living creatures. For the electrum was previously living creatures of fire who were speaking, while now they are silent. And this is why silent prayer was ordained, and thus the study of the divine chariot is without sound, for he speaks there to himself in a whisper. Three prayers were ordained, and in each one Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh is enunciated 18 times, making 72 letters in each prayer. In the concluding sentences of each of the 18 blessings, and 3 times 72 makes 216 letters that are included in Chesed, and 3 times 72, which with the 32 paths of Chochmah, come to 250. Minus 2, namely adding up to 248, which is Chesed, that are included in the central column, which is Chesed. There are 248 parts of our body. When we pray the Amidah, we are making a connection to those 248 parts of our body, and revealing the light and drawing the light to the parts of our body, but as well as returning light back up into the spiritual frame in order to achieve unity between our body, our soul, and our higher bodies and our higher souls, the levels in the other worlds. That's what this verse is expressing. Verse 342. Please understand that just because I'm giving you one explanation, there can be many, many other explanations to these Zohar verses. Verse 342. Demich Rabna Ishtama Tzilota Tilota mikarbana, kegavna diitmar, Bichon b'eshma et kol kanfehem Akiv bachruvim v'yishma et hakol medaber Elav kegav na dekevesh Salkin v'nachtin Beikar benin v'ilavan Akiv itzlota malakin Salkin tirei v'nachte Tirei u'gav na D'sinai d'vei Moshe V'acharon salkin V'nachtin salkin tirein V'nachtin bet Ufikuda da itra mizu Kol pikudin d'oraita. From what is said about sacrifices, we can learn about prayer. And prayer is deduced from the sacrifices. Just as it is said above about prayer, I heard the noise of their wings. So with regard to the cherubs, which are the secret of sacrifice, namely of the unification of Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh and Adonai, that is attained through the sacrifice. As it is said, then he heard the voice speaking to him. And so we deduce about prayer from the sacrifices. About the latter, it is written, the voice speaking, which hints at both voice and speech, which are Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh and Adonai. Similarly, about prayer, it is said only, I heard the noise of their wings, without speech being mentioned in this context. Nevertheless, speech is also included there, just as with the ramp of the altar on which sacrifices and burnt offerings ascend and descend. So in the prayer, two angels ascend and two descend. And so it was at Mount Sinai, where Moses and Aaron ascended the mountain and descended. Namely, two went up and two came down. And all the precepts of the Torah are implied in this precept of prayer. This verse in the Zohar is explaining, tying together a lot of different aspects of the changes that the rabbis made after the destruction of the temple. The rabbis said we can no longer make sacrifices, both animal or even grain, the matzah type sacrifices. We can no longer make these sacrifices. And so the sages in the Talmud, and then even before that, they brought the idea that by saying prayers, those prayers are replacing the sacrifices because we sacrifice part of our own body fat in our consciousness when we make the prayer, when we pray the Amidah three times a day. And this verse from the Zohar is bringing a lot of different ideas, explaining that and talking about that, and how they were unifying different levels of the worlds and different levels of the angels, which is really the consciousness of our own higher selves. All of that is being expressed there. Verse 3:43. Rabbi Ayin b'maase merkava b'me hawa sinai b'kale hawa sulam b've malakim salkim b'nachtim b'kol dibur b'dibur b'le hawa rakim ale malach memtet Ihu rekev lishkinta diklila be Sefira namuta emsaita dihu. Yud Hey Vav Wav Hey Milko Dishkinta Kalila Miyud Sefiran Dilba Vukucha Berichu Shkinte Rekev Merkava Amuda De Emsaita Rekev Le'elat Ha'ilot Ushkinte Rekev Le'amuda Emsaita Ve'elat Ha'ilot Yehudin Yachat Lekola Unsader Lekola Venahir Lekola Nechore Abar Benishmeta Vagufa Uvusha Valet Beishinu Uvishutafu Vichoshvan Utbuna de Dinyon Mikol Merkauta Umare de Dinyon de Itfazia Vein Hashekel Dargini la in betata in inun rekev umerkavta legabe viale leit mandirakim. That was a long verse. Thus, when Rabbi Akiva started to discuss the study of the divine chariot, his mouth was Sinai, and his voice was a ladder on which angels ascended and descended. With every speech of his, the angel Memtet would ride on it. He is a vehicle of the Shekhinah, for included in him are the Sephirot of the central column, which is Zeron Pim, which is Yud Vav Dalet, Hey Aleph, Vav Aleph Vav, Hey Aleph. They are inside, while the Shekhinah, which is composed of 10 Sephirot, is outside, over him. And the Holy One, blessed be He, and His Shekhinah are Rechev, English meaning a vehicle, masculine, or a Merkava, the English is a chariot, in the feminine. The central column is the vehicle to the cause of causes, which is the endless light, while His Shekhinah is a vehicle for the central column. And the cause of causes, which is the endless light, is the all-uniting, and the all-arranging, and the all-illuminating. His light passes through the soul and body and apparel, and he is unchanging, and without partnership or account or picture or likeness of any chariot or visit or likeness that the mind's eyes can summon up. The upper and lower steps are a vehicle and a chariot to him, but none ride on him. Rabbi Akiva taught Rabbi Shimon how to utilize the chariot, the divine chariot. What does that mean? It's really how to travel into the other dimensions, the other worlds, how to unify the worlds. These are teachings that came down from Moses at Sinai. These are teachings that are built into the Sefer Yetzirah. These are teachings that still are being taught today, but to very few people. They're how to elevate from this world and at the same time unify with the other worlds. This verse talking about Rabbi Akiva and what he's teaching and how he's ascending these four levels and the name of God that he is utilizing to ascend these four levels, all of that are hints to what's taught in the Sefer Yetzirah. But when you read the Sefer Yetzirah, you won't know what it's saying. This verse in the Zohar gives you a hint of how to learn from the Sefer Yetzirah. Yet it is always better to find an appropriate teacher. verse 344. Keshet Siman Tekiya Shivarim Tua Vinun Siman Nekavadiyahan Tekiya Yavraham Shivarim Diyitzak Teruadiyako Diyitmar Bey Ufuat Melech Bo the Gimel Gavim Eid Chazyan Bechivar Sumach Yitroch Unisitra Big Bubar Eid Kire Yeshet Yibuti Chatim Unisitra Vimina Kemare Akeshet Asher Yiyeh Enan Bayom Hageshem Bad Eid Chazay Biyom Hageshem Ach zei rachamei v'kad itchazei v'la mitrachvei ach zei dina meurav bein mitra v'shimsha ach zei dina v'rachamei kalil v'chayihu shinim shadai tibratan pei Avahandi nun Yodowad Eloheinu Yodowad Tepat Shemahan Lekabe Badan Pe Avahan Uho Yadat Van Vahushba Dinim Shadad Uvush Deshadai Memtet Tehakim Salik b'chushban shaday Al kein le'aya mehemna. The rainbow, Keshet, stands for the initials of Tekiya, Shivarim, and Teruah, and they are a sign for the patriarch's children. Tekiya is Abraham, Shivarim is Isaac, and Teruah is Jacob. About whom it is said, and the trumpet blast, the Hebrew Teruah of a king is among them. And in it, three colors are visible, white, red, and green. The side of Yibuah, it, the sword is called the right, they are broken. And from the right, which is Chesed, it is called as the appearance of the rainbow, that is in the cloud in the day of rain. It appears on a rainy day. Mercy is visible. But when it appears when there is no rain, judgment is visible. And when it is blended in between rain and sun, this shows that mercy and judgment are joined. And this is the letter Shin of Shaddai, Shin Dalad Yud, that teaches about the three branches of the patriarchs, namely Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, our Elohim, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. These being the three names that parallel the three branches of the patriarchs, which are Chesed, Gevurah, and Tiferet. And these three names contain Yud Dalad letters, 14 letters, which form the Dalad Yud of Shaddai. And Shaddai is Yesod of Zerantim. And the apparel of Shaddai is Memtet, which has the same numerical value as Shaddai. And that is the end of the Re'aya Mehemna, the faithful shepherd, the teachings from Moshe Rabbeinu. That is also the end of section 54. This last verse is equating the shofar and using the shofar to connect to the central column and to bring the patriarchs into the understanding of the blowing of the shofar and how to eliminate judgments on the day of Rosh Hashanah. All of that is being hinted at in this verse in the Zohar. Does anybody have any questions? Thank you. wish you all a beautiful Shabbat. I invite you to our class Saturday night at 10 p.m. for another session of Zohar. This will be the session and the section dealing with Matot, and Masai. I invite you to Sunday morning's class, which is going to be an unusual class on Mashiach. And I invite you to Monday night's classes, both the 5:30 basic class on the 72 names of God and the 8:30 class on the four phases. I also invite you to the 5 a.m. class Monday morning for the Sefer Yetzirah and the advanced class on Tuesday evening. And there will be an all-night study next Thursday night, as well as a Zohar class starting at 10 p.m. Have a beautiful Shabbat.
Thanks, Shabbos.
Okay, thank you.